Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report. Patient's name is Kathleen W. Woodward, W-O-O-D-W-A-R-D, that's W-O-O-D-A-R-D, first name Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, middle initial B. Address is 2787 Grape Way, G-R-A-P-E-W-A-Y, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-570-3276. ID is XXX XXX 2935. Date of birth is 1/10/1943. 79-year-old. Woman. Pharmacy is Walgreens, dash Nord, N-O-R-D, 530-566-1358. It's addressed to Dr. Benjamin N. Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, M-D. Chico Eye Center. Hyde Park Professional Complex, 605 West East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-895-1227. Fax is 530-895-1506. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, with clinical history of progressive strabismus, findings of slight asymmetric ptosis. Current complaints of diffuse neuromusculoskeletal weakness, worse in the lower extremities. Below that, I should say, findings of abnormal acetylcholine receptor antibody testing consistent with myasthenia gravis. Dear Dr. Gilbert and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kathleen Woodward for a neurological evaluation, considering her history of progressively increasing symptoms of weakness, visual difficulty, and findings of poorly correctable strabismus during the last year. New paragraph, she gave an important past medical history of apparently moderately severe Lyme disease, for which she received courses of antibiotic treatment with positive testing, initially under the care of Dr. Parrish, followed by Dr. Hugo Leon and Kurt Johnson at Mangrove Medical Group. Subparagraph, those records will be obtained for further evaluation in consideration of her current findings. New paragraph. I appreciate your conference call and the completion of her requested imaging studies, including contrast, non-contrast brain imaging. CT of the soft tissue of the neck with contrast and chest CT with IV contrast, as well as the your notes and the results of her laboratory testing. A new paragraph. As you may remember, her acetylcholine receptor binding antibody was highly elevated at 24 with negative modulating and blocking antibody studies. New paragraph. Her soft tissue neck CT imaging study showed small subcentimeter low density nodules in both lobes of the thyroid gland, but without overall enlargement. Multiple small submental lymph nodes were also seen, as well as a small jugular digastric lymph node and lower cervical station lymph nodes, none of which are enlarged. Incidental findings include minimal thickening of the common carotid arteries bilaterally, medialization of the common carotid arteries with a retropharyngeal course, there is also additional tortuosity and medialization of the left cervical internal carotid artery. degenerative disease is seen at C5-C6. There's lytic or sclerotic densities to the osseous structures of the thorax. New paragraph. The contrast-enhanced CT scan of the chest shows multiple pulmonary nodules. Subparagraph, there's an 8-millimeter semisagittal nodule in the mid-right upper lobe, 1.4-millimeter subpleural soft tissue nodule adjacent to the pericardium, in the right anterior lateral right middle lobe. There is either a protuberance of the pericardium or a subpleural decreased attenuation nodule in the medial right lower lobe adjacent to the right inferior pulmonary vein, 1.5 centimeters in diameter. A 5-millimeter nodule is seen in the inferior aspect of the right middle lobe. A 6-millimeter nodule is noted in the posterior left lateral lobe. 2 5-millimeter pulmonary nodules are noted in the periphery of the left upper lobe. The great vessels show a reversal of the normal aortico-pulmonary ratio, a 1.4 centimeter main pulmonary artery diameter, 3.5 centimeter ascending aortic diameter, suspicious for pulmonary arterial hypertension. There's also a moderate to large hiatal hernia. There's no other evidence of infiltrate consolidation, clinical pulmonary nodules, other pulmonary nodules, interstitial prominence or honeycombing, air trapping or mosaic perfusion, emphysematous change or bulla, bullae, B-U-L-L-A-E. New paragraph, the MRI of the brain with and without IV contrast shows confluent periventricular white matter hyperintensity, which has progressed compared to previous studies in May of 2013. The subcortic white matter foci have also progressed. There's a slight progression of ventricular prominence. Intracranial flow voids are normal. There's also minor prominence of the optic sheaths. At the upper limits of normal. The left sphenoid sinus shows increased aeration, but there's persistent mucosal thickening and retention cyst. An interval new right sphenoid sinus air fluid level is also seen. Mastoids are normal. There's no evidence of any pituitary gland or cellar lesion. New paragraph. Her neurological clinical examination today. New paragraph. Well, go back. She gave a past medical history of heart disease, infectious disease history of chickenpox, tonsillitis, measles, and pneumonia. Her systematic review of symptoms was positive for generalized forgetfulness and dysomnia. She gives an ENT history of bleeding gums, blurred vision, hay fever, tinnitus, and rhinitis. She gave a respiratory history of trouble with her lungs. Subparagraph, she indicates that she's had overnight pulse oximetry showing profound nocturnal hypoxemia for which she is on O2 at night. Cardiovascular, she experiences difficulty ambulating two blocks, history of hypertension, dyspnea with exertion, distal edema, irregular heartbeat, rapid heart rate, and varicose veins. Endocrine, she reports a change in her hair growth. Gastrointestinal, she has symptoms of bloating, flatulence, heartburn, indigestion, stomach pain, and a history of hepatitis. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, she gives a history of abnormal bruising and bleeding. Skin, she reports abnormal pigmentation. New paragraph. Female-gynecological, she stands 5 feet 8 inches tall. She weighs 190 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 14. Her last menstrual period was at the age of 56. Periods were regular in the past. She has completed mammography. She's had two successful pregnancies, a daughter born in 1962, a son born in 1966. She did not describe other female system symptoms, sexual function. She reports that she remains sexually active. She does not experience discomfort. She denied public health-related exposures to transmissible infectious disease. New paragraph. Locomotor musculoskeletal. She experiences difficulty walking with symptoms of lower extremity claudication, varicose veins, and neuromuscular weakness. New paragraph, mental health. She reports symptoms of depression, trouble sleeping. She has seen a counselor. Stress is a problem for her. She denied a history of suicidal ideation or gestures. New paragraph, neuropsychiatric. She has not been referred or has seen a psychiatrist. She has no history of convulsions, fainting spells, or history of paralysis. Personal health and safety. She does not live alone. She reports no falls. Hearing or visual loss, she has completed an advance directive. She did not indicate any history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Family and personal health history. She did not answer questions regarding her parents, siblings, significant others, or her children. New paragraph, she reported a family history of arthritis, bleeding tendency, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, but did not indicate a history of cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, insanity, or other illness. Paragraph, education. She completed high school in 1960 and college in 1970. Social history and health habits. She did not indicate her current social status. She denied a history of the use of alcohol, tobacco, she did not answer questions related to recreational substances, nor did she answer questions regarding her living situation with significant others. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None listed. Serious illnesses and injuries. She gives a previous history of fracture, concussion, loss of consciousness. She reports her previous serious illnesses was Lyme disease, for which she has been treated. New paragraph, tonsillectomy was performed when younger. New paragraph, she reports hospitalizations following falls in 2015 and 2019. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. In general, she reports blurred vision, depressed nervousness, diplopia, fatigue, irritable insomnia, disequilibrium, reduced memory, and tinnitus. Head, she denied a history of neuralgia, unusual headaches, altered mental status, fainting, or loss of consciousness, or seizures, or similar family history. Neck, she denied symptoms. Of her back and arms, she experiences some pain on her left side. Middle back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists. She denied symptoms. Hips. She described paresthesias and weakness, symptomatic treatment with biofreeze and lying down. Ankles, she described neuralgia and intermittent pain, treated with biofreeze and lying down. No paresthesias, but weakness. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph, overall, she reports myospasm, stiffness, swelling, and tingling symptoms in her legs, ankles, and feet. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. She is noticed to have a slight tremor affecting her handwriting, but denies unusual stiffness or difficulty arising from a chair. New paragraph. She gave a history of visual difficulty. See above. New paragraph. She did not indicate difficulty with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. She did not indicate any difficulty with breathing, but is noticed to have pursed lip breathing at her examination, and a reported history of nocturnal hypoxemia, for which she is on nocturnal O2. New paragraph. He describes motor symptoms of weakness, see above. New paragraph. She did not indicate unusual sensory symptoms. New paragraph. She did not describe any history of mental changes. New paragraph. Examination. General. Kathleen Woodward is a 79-year-old right-handed pleasant woman who appears her stated age. She is alert, oriented, and appears to be in no severe distress, but demonstrates clinical symptoms of weakness at mounting the examination table and dyspnea with pursed lip breathing in a sitting position. Her thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate to the clinical circumstances, expressing her concern about her current health and findings. Her immediate recent remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention and concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were examined today. Her extraocular movements are preserved, but she reports the development of blurred vision and diplopia on left lateral and superior gaze. Pupils weakly round to light and accommodation. There is no facial asymmetry or obvious facial motor weakness. Sensation is preserved. Auditory acuity is preserved bilaterally. Her palate elevates symmetrically. Sternocleidomastoid and trapezius strength appear preserved. Her tongue is in the midline, not enlarged, no atrophy, deviation, or fasciculations. Malpati score is estimated 4 over 5. New paragraph, motor examination, manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates preserved strength on extended testing and muscle testing. Her sensory examination is intact to touch, pin, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. Her deep tendon reflexes are appropriate, 2 over 4 at the patellar, 1 to 2 at the Achilles. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing demonstrates a slight physiologic appearing tremor at rest and with intention, reduced with movement. Rapid alternating successive movements are easily accomplished. as was fine motor testing to finger tapping test. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers. Discloses no inducible neuromuscular stiffness, rigidity, or pendulosity. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination otherwise remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Kathleen Woodward presents with the clinical manifestations and findings of a minimum of ocular myasthenia. New paragraph. Her diagnostic examination, however, demonstrates tenderness in the lower extremity muscles proximally and distally, slight tenderness in the upper extremity muscles to compression. New paragraph, she has a significant past clinical history of treated Lyme disease with multiple organisms by her report. New paragraph. Her provided clinical history also indicates a past history of tuberculosis. New paragraph. Current imaging findings suggest multiple pulmonary nodules of uncertain etiology. Clinical examination is consistent with ocular myasthenia and the possibility of systemic disease. New paragraph recommendations. We will obtain the laboratory and clinical records from Mangrove Medical Group regarding her evaluation, findings, and treatment for Lyme disease in consideration for further testing and follow-up. New paragraph. She will need reevaluation testing for tuberculosis with her findings. With a more advanced serum tuberculosis test. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for up nerve conduction studies with repetitive nerve testing to exclude the findings of systemic myasthenia. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. I will initiate pyridostigmine beginning at 60 milligrams, 30 to 60 milligrams, three times a day with clinical follow-up and readjustment of her regimen to meet her needs as necessary. New paragraph. I've asked her to contact me should there be any progression or symptoms of weakness or any difficulty with breathing. New paragraph, in consideration of her evaluation, I'm going to refer her back to the pulmonary associates for reevaluation pulmonary testing to check the adequacy of her pulmonary function in consideration for possible referral for hospitalization and treatment should this be required for infusion of IVIG. New paragraph, upon return and testing, we'll consider further treatment, including a course of glucocorticosteroids. New paragraph, I had an extended discussion with Kathleen today regarding her history and findings, the need for ongoing evaluation, further treatment, and my initial recommendations. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns and sign respectfully with my professional signature, carbon copies, Mangrove Medical Group. Thank you.